Mackey Motors pregame show right here on 93.7 at KKRL. Sean Burks, the head football coach of the Audubon Wheelers, joining us here on homecoming night as, of course, the Wheelers entertaining at Coon Rapids. Baird, Coach, good to catch up with you.
Yeah, you bet. Appreciate it. It should be a fun week, a fun matchup. Homecoming, you know, CRV comes to town. Should be a big crowd. The weather looks like it should be beautiful Friday night. It should be a And we both got a lot to play for, so it should be one of those Friday nights, the reason you play the game, so to speak. So we're excited.
What has the atmosphere been like this week with homecoming going on? And, you know, you and I were talking, you know, kind of during the commercial break. You know, this is a rivalry in a way, but a lot of it is it's just because you guys know each other so well.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of been business as usual for our guys. You know, I can't really tell a big difference that it's homecoming week or that it's CRV week or anything like that. You know, our kids come in on Monday, and I thought our film session was pretty good. Our JV kids went out and played CRV, and varsity kids were there to support them. And obviously getting after it in practice on Tuesday, you know, putting some new stuff in and touching up on a lot of our old stuff as well. Just the kind of the same things we generally do each week. And so far, it's been all right. You know, the loss from last Friday hasn't created a major hangover effect or anything. The guys seem to be ready for what the challenge ahead, and rightfully so, because as we talked about last week, you know, our goals are still right there ahead of us, and we can still, you know, play postseason football. But, you know, and Friday night's a big chance to take that next step to lock up that playoff spot.
Yeah, you and CRB both sitting 2-1 in the district right now. As you said, even a loss, you still have an opportunity to play your way into the playoffs. But you certainly want to win. That seems to maybe lock you into one of those playoff spots. So there's a lot riding on tonight's game.
Yeah, you know, a win doesn't necessarily lock it in because we still have 2 weeks after that and anything mm-hmm. can happen. But it definitely puts you in a much safer position. And a loss doesn't totally eliminate you, but it pretty much puts your back against the wall. So you know, it's just one of those weeks that, and as you get closer to the end of the season and you play more meaningful football, and the way football is set up, where, you know, the regular season dictates who qualifies for the postseason, that you know, every week you get closer and closer to figuring out who's in and who's out, and those of you that are fighting for that, you know, it really does feel like playoff football. So it's just that jostling for position. You know, heading into last week, you know, we were undefeated, controlled our destiny, and all of a sudden, a loss to Cam and a loss by 17 with the point differential. All of a sudden, you know, we got knocked down a couple pegs, and CRB was undefeated and they lost by 17 to West Harrison. So they're in the same boat as us. And one of us is going to head into next week. You know, they play Cam and we play West Harrison next week. And someone's going to head into that game with a 2-game losing streak. And we want to do everything in our power to make sure that's not us.
Coach, as you look at this Coon Rapids Baird team, you know under Coach Moore, they're going to want to play physical, going to want to establish that ground game, whether it be, you know, up the middle a little more or trying to get to the edge with their athletes like a Lance Klaberger or a Wyatt Oswald. What have you seen from them? Anything different this year, or is this just really a typical kind of big, tough physical Coon Rapids Baird team?
I think this is probably their best balanced team we've ever seen. You know, they've had the years where they've had some maulers up front and they just run it down your throats, and then they can sneak out a naked bootleg or a play action. And you know, but there have been years, you know, I think about when they had the Ramirez kid, you know, where they basically played 4 or 5 linemen. And now they truly do have skill guys at those skill spots, but they're capable of blocking it or leaking out on routes. So it really does make them really tough to defend. You know, the Oswald kid at quarterback, he's a capable runner. He can get to the edge, but he throws a really nice ball. And then they're also multiple in the pass, in the run game as well. You know, they can run it between the tackles. They're not scared to go to the edges. And it's not quite as simple as, you know, Klaberg inside and Floyd outside and Oswald outside. You know, they can also flip those at any point in time. And so, but they got 3 dangerous weapons in the run game. They can run it in. They can run it out. They can run their play action. They got we've seen several trick plays on film as well. And then they can just drop back and throw it too if they need to. So, you know, they're more multiple than they've been, but yeah, they definitely want to establish the ground game. But, you know, if they establish the ground game, that play action game becomes lethal. So we've got to do what we can to limit that ground game so our DBs don't start cheating up, because You saw on film last week, when you start cheating up, that's when tight ends goes off for three catches for 80 yards and three touchdowns like Cal did last week. So we've got to make sure we're very assignment sound Friday night.
You mentioned Cal Hayden this year, six catches, 139 yards, but three touchdowns. And Colby Culbertson, just seven catches, but 197 yards and three touchdowns. What scares you about those two guys in the pass game? Is it forgetting about them and them leaking in behind you?
Yeah, when they take off, they come down and block, and then they run by you. And they've got the speed and the athleticism. They're not going to drop passes. They've got breakaway speed. So if you're cheating down, you're not going to turn around and catch him. And Oswald throws a good enough ball. He's not going to underthrow it and allow you to get, make up some of that distance. And last week was a prime example. Cal leaked out for three early touchdowns and 80 yards. And they had a controlling lead in that game against West Harrison. So we're very, very aware of what they're capable of. And they were very close to, being still undefeated in district and really controlling the district. So, between both of those kids, they're both capable of just running by our DBs if we get our eyes caught in the backfield.
Coach, your guys' offense at times been very, very good. Aaron Olson's had a really nice year running the football, for 12 touchdowns on the year, about 571 yards coming into the game. He's been a big weapon. How do you guys get somebody else going in a way to maybe take some of the pressure off of him? Because my guess is the Coon defense going to key on him in that run game tonight.
Yeah, we've got to find ways to get Aaron less touches and keep teams honest. And I think that goes in multiple, it's got multiple parts there. We've got to be able to hand the ball to Evan. We got to be able to hand the ball to Manny. We got to be able to throw them both the ball. Then we've also got to push the ball downfield a little bit. Edward Miller's kind of come on his own at tight end.
Mm-hmm.
Grant Gleason's capable on the outside. We've got some other guys as well. So I think it's more than just, Aaron running the ball. And that's kind of what we've got too much. We've got a little bit too reliant on that. We've got to find ways to throw the ball and get different guys touches various ways. So what that ends up looking like on the game script, who knows, because kind of you have to adjust on the fly and see exactly what they're taking away, what they're going to give you and exploit it. So if they sell out in the run game, we have to be able to burn them in the pass game. And if they are keying on Aaron, we've got to find ways to get Evan and Manny to make that hurt as well.
Coach, you mentioned Manny, 17 catches for you on the year, but just one touchdown. How do you use him to attack this defense, especially with his speed in the secondary?
He's a guy we've got to get more touches in general, whether it's the pass game or the run game, like I said. We've used him in the screen game earlier in the year. We've used him in the shovel option game. We've just sent him on curls last week and go routes on the outside. So he's capable of doing a lot of things. In fact, we can just line him with the quarterback and snap him the ball too if we need to. But he's an athlete. He's dangerous in the return game. He's due for a big game here pretty quick, and I've got to do my part to make sure I give him those opportunities.
Coach, what do you guys got to do to go get a win here tonight?
Yeah, I think we have to control the line of scrimmage. I think that's going to be a critical one. Coach Moore and I both, if you let us run it 90% of the time, we will. So if somebody's able to get away with that and control the line of scrimmage, it's going to be that team's going to probably win the game. The other thing I think we have to do is we have to limit penalties and limit turnovers. The nights that we've struggled with that, I think we've pushed close to 100 yards a couple times in penalties, and we're just not going to be able to overcome that against a team this good. And then turnovers. We've not been very good at forcing turnovers on the year, so we got to be careful on the offensive side that we don't cough it up. So if you, at the end of the night, if you see someone with a huge number of rushing yards, you see someone that's plus two or more in the turnover differential, and someone that's pushing triple digit in the penalties, it's going to be pretty obvious just looking at the box score who controlled that game. So we got to do a good job in the trenches. We just got to take care of the ball and take care of our silly mistakes. And last week those things bit us a little bit, and this week we got to get back to Wheeler football.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you joining us here in the pregame. Wish you the best of luck coming up in the game. I'll look forward to catching up with you following the game for the Scoreboard Show.
You bet. Appreciate the coverage again.
You bet. Head coach Sean Burks again with the Audubon Wheelers, back with more of the Mackey Motors at pregame. Jim Molitor will be joining me next here on 93.7 at KKRL.